at the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Welcome back to SurgeCast. Thank you very much for joining me. But before we get started, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up, ring a bell, tap the plus button, tap a follow button, hit whatever button you gotta hit to get notified of fresh episodes of SurgeCast. All right, everybody. I know I just dropped an episode yesterday all about marketing and my interview with Rena Friedman-Watts from Better Call Daddy. But today is kind of a special day. Taylor Swift just dropped her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. And it's a huge deal, especially on iHeart. Like, she took over iHeart like 12 o'clock last night just to premiere literally the whole album. She played it from front to back. And I love Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is awesome. You know, like, I am definitely a Swiftie. I'm always playing her music down here in the studio when I'm working on stuff. She just puts out some great content. And the new album has like a ridiculous amount of songs. Okay, so first of all, I want to say that she announced her new album during the Grammys when she accepted the award for Best Pop Vocal. And everybody like lost their mind, like, oh my God, a new Taylor Swift album is coming. Like, didn't she just drop one? She's doing the Eras Tour and, you know, like she's so busy, you know. So then the album dropped today. Like, leading up to today on the radio was like mayhem, right? so like, I know, especially like Cubby and Christine in the morning on 106.7, you know, Christine is a huge Taylor Swift fan. I think so is Jamie, producer Jamie. You know, so they were so excited, but they were kind of disappointed because she was dropping the new album at midnight and obviously they work on the radio and they couldn't stay up that late to listen, but it's pre-recorded and you can go to the iHeartRadio app or the website and listen to it right now if you want to. But when she debuted the album last night at midnight, she revealed that it's a two-parter. It's like literally two albums, right? So you have the Tortured Poet Department track listing, which is basically like just the main album, which is 16 songs. And then you have the Tortured Poet Department's The Anthology, which is like another 16 songs. So like, she just dropped two albums at once, basically. And everybody is losing their mind. Now, you're going to probably say, well, John, this is SurgeCast. Why are you talking about Taylor Swift? Well, see, my point is that yesterday I dropped an episode on marketing. And let me tell you, Taylor Swift's marketing department is bananas. Like, she knows when to announce, when to pull triggers. She knows when to drop albums, and all while doing her own like movie slash concert thing with the Eras Tour. It seems a little unbelievable that one person can do so much. You know, because I would imagine that as she's touring for the Eras Tour, she's writing and recording music for the Tortured Poets Department. And through it, she's like marketing the hell out of not only the music, not only the new album, but herself, right? It's her brand. And I think that that's really what my point is that, you know, I think the reason why she's so successful is not because of the music, because the music is good, right? The music is good, but I mean, let's be honest, she's not the best singer in the world, right? She kind of halfway talks through all of her songs, but people love it. And I think that what makes up for that, for her singing ability, which isn't bad, I'm not saying she's bad, I'm just saying what compensates for what she can't do is her marketing. So I think my point to this is for everybody to be more like Taylor Swift. Okay. And if you don't know what I mean, research her. Research what she does. Look when she drops information. Look when she drops new albums. Look when she announces new albums. Look at what she's currently doing and how she hustles her ass off. And you have to take that mentality and apply it to what you're doing, whether it's a podcast or a YouTube channel or whatever you're creating. You have to apply her mindset to whatever you're doing, because then you're just going to kick ass no matter what you do. I mean, granted, yes, she has a whole team and an army of people behind her, but that shouldn't stop you, because it's all about doing the best that you can possibly do yourself, right? Until you can hire somebody, until you can get help. But in the meantime, if you're a one-man show, or if you're, you know, a small group of people working on a podcast or working on a YouTube channel, you know, you got to do the best that you could possibly do. Yes, you're not going to reach that level of Taylor Swift, but if you aspire to be that, you'll get further than where you were yesterday. All right, everybody, I'm going to leave you on that. Short one, short and sweet. I like that. Be more like Taylor Swift. If you didn't know, you can listen to Surgecast over on iHeartRadio. Head on over to the app, hit that follow button, and listen to this show over on the iHeartRadio app. I'll see you next time. I love the chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape,